This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Amid growing concerns about what U.S. President Donald Trump might do during his last days in office, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealed on Friday that she has asked a top Pentagon general what measures are in place to prevent the president from launching a nuclear weapons attack. The possibility, while seemingly remote, may be a consideration in a drive by Pelosi and some other national leaders to remove Trump from office even before his term in office ends on January 20th. Asked to confirm that the conversation about nuclear weapons took place, a spokesman for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, told VOA, quote, he answered her questions regarding the process of nuclear code authority. Later Friday, NBC reported that Pelosi had told her fellow Democrats that she had been assured there are safeguards in place that would prevent Mr. Trump from unilaterally attempting to order a nuclear strike. The president has sole authority to order the launch of a nuclear weapon and does not require the approval of Congress or his military advisors. But if a military commander were to determine, on advice of his lawyers, that such an order was illegal, then the order could be refused. Past and present Pentagon leaders have also said they would not obey an illegal order from the president. Spain is on high alert as a cold snap is covering much of the country with snow, disrupting road, sea, and air traffic. Authorities warn that worse might be in store over the weekend. Parts of central Spain, including the capital, are expected to receive more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall as Storm Filomena moves north from the Straits of Gibraltar. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.